lifestyle matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Andrew Masson. Andrew, thank you for joining us. My better partner, the better looking one, and the smarter one. So this has already gone a good kickoff for 2020.
2020 can't get any better, Faisal.
Dave's not here. So of course it's better. Actually, Dave's away on a little bit of a vacation, so I want to say thank you for listening in 2019. Thank you for what a great year the markets were last year.
Phenomenal.
Every single asset class was positive. Mm-hmm. That's a rarity in history.
Yep.
And so a great 2019, especially after a not so great 2018 for the stock market.
That's
so
right.
A big thank you for those of you who have been listening to us for all of 2019. We continue and want to help and educate and inform you along the way. And we've got a great show today, Andrew. We're going to learn about some new scams that people should be aware of.
You know, I've got a lot of scams in my head, but I get the same one all the time where I'm going to be arrested by a CRA any day now.
And so if you're from the CRA, you can reach Andrew at. So there are a whole bunch of scams that are going on. We want to talk about that. We also want to talk about what Canadians are saying they want from their financial advice. There's a big trend, and there's a large percentage of people who are wanting something out of their financial institution, their financial advisor. And I think people may be thinking it, feeling it, but haven't been really saying it. We've got some, now we've got some surveys,
data.
Some data behind that. So it's going to be a very good show today. So you want to stay tuned for that. Now, we've had a very interesting, call it a Friday morning. I wake up, I read on my phone, you know, every morning I get up and I start reading to see what's going on in the world. And I find out that U.S. and Iran are having a bit of a problem.
It's a little bit more than a spat.
Yeah, you can say that. The escalation in U.S. and Iran, and really, what does it mean for the markets? What does it mean for Albertans, Calgarians? Mm-hmm. You know, what are the impacts there? Let's have a bit of a chat on that.
Well, and what are the impacts, Faisal, really? Because, you know, there's a lot of things that have taken place. Middle Eastern conflict.
Yeah,
has been going on for 250, 300,
centuries.
400 years. Centuries.
Yeah.
And this hasn't stopped anytime soon. Even when I went to school, I remember writing political science papers on the subject.
Yeah. So. And so we shouldn't be surprised?
Well, I don't think we should be surprised by it. But, you know, obviously any tension anywhere, we'd like to see peace in the world.
For sure.
But there's all sorts of things that are going on there. And, of course, in that particular area, geographically speaking, there's a lot of opportunity, especially with oil and natural resources, getting them to different markets around the world, around the globe. So there's going to be some tension there, which is going to affect certain parts of the market, whether that's positive or negative or why.
Yeah.
Not sure yet.
Now, every time something like this jumps up, and being in this business and in our line of work, whenever something like this that catches us off guard, the first thing that we do, you and I sit down together with Dave, and we go through what all the research or the information that's available. And luckily, on Friday morning when it happened, we went through and started speaking to and reading the material that some of these strategists from around the world are saying that's happening, getting our own data, our own information, just to see how we need to take care of our clients along the way. When we read, let's say, the top 10 strategist information, they were all over the map.
They were. There was nothing in one area.
No consensus. Yep.
Currency or commodity.
Where to go.
Where the market's supposed to be or ideas around it. There's a lot of jumbled ideas.
And because it's fresh.
And jumbled ideas because it's global. So all these people that are strategizing around it are coming from different parts of the world, and they're thinking about it differently as well.
Yeah, it's fresh. It's new. They're thinking it from different angles. Absolutely. What I want people to understand about this is that when a new event like this happens, the knee-jerk reaction that occurs usually is the side of fear.
Yep.
And for whatever, call it Brexit, call it an Alberta election, call it a U.S.-China trade war, to U.S.-Iran possible war, whatever it may be, people start to react immediately, and they want to do something about it in anticipation. So there's a fear of losing, or or reducing in their investments. So what we've learned over the many decades that we've been doing this, my friend, mm-hmm. is we have understood that we sometimes have to take a step back and step back from these issues, because it was back in May, you, Dave Popowich, myself, we all went to Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And we had the fortunate time to spend with some of the smartest people in Washington. They are, for example,
James Comey.
Comey, FBI director.
Former director of the FBI, yeah.
And he sat down with us and he gave us his take on what's happening. Now, the reason why he's former is because he's no longer under the Trump administration and they wanted him out and so on and so forth. But he had some interesting comments along with six or seven other experts in the political realm in Washington, D.C. And they all had one common theme. And this is, remember, this is May of 2019 that we sat down with them. And they all had one common theme. They said Donald Trump's plan internationally is focused on one area, Iran. Watch for Iran. And it was interesting because it was just weeks after that mm-hmm. where U.S.-China trade escalation started. And the distraction from Iran was really this China trade deal. And what caught us on surprise on Friday was the reaction that the Trump administration did.
Yep.
And so where we're fortunate enough to meet with the people who've got the know and understand their angle, what was interesting is that we didn't, I don't think people really realize that this could escalate to a very, very bad place. But when it comes to markets, and let's go to mm-hmm. the extreme and call it a war that's going to happen out of this, right? Major military conflict. In the issue, if that happens, if that was to occur, longer term, that's usually good for the global economy and good for the market.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing to say. You know,
it is very unfortunate.
You know, I like the all peace towards men and all that good stuff. It's not just because it was Christmas and New Year's, but just in general. But it does have an effect on markets, and they tend to be positive with those changes.
So the knee-jerk reaction of walking away from your portfolio because you're worried about something, it now comes down to strategy. And how do you get into a strategy and how do you exit a strategy? And so what we just wanted to inform people that these escalations are going to be here. I don't know if it's over. I don't think it's over.
I don't think it's over either.
Our contacts in Washington, D.C. definitely say it's not over. We have got no information saying that, you know what, there's going to be no more conflict with Iran or North Korea. And those are the two mm-hmm. areas that they focused on saying, be careful, Faisal, Andrew, Dave. This is going to impact the global society, and it's going to impact people's wallets as well. And so we wanted to just share that information with you. So be prepared, but don't have those knee-jerk reactions. And we're going to talk about these types of things. Mm-hmm. We're going to have conversations about this and strategies. What are the strategies to help you through your retirement? We call it the five-pillar investment strategy approach. And we're going to talk about that on Tuesday, January 21st, at the Hamptons Golf Club. This is the first time we're doing a golf club. We want people out in the Northwest to come out and join us on January 21st, 7 p.m. at Hamptons Golf Club. You do need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. Okay. We've been hearing about a whole bunch of scams out there.
Yep.
We've been hearing about a lot of people losing a lot of their money because of this. So we want to bring it to everybody's attention. Don't go away. We're going to hear more about these scams and how they catch people off guard. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.